I did watch Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers on Disney Plus yesterday.
Is it new?
The movie, yeah. Huh. It's a movie. Andy Sandberg and what's the guy's name? Comedian guy. Has like kind of a unique voice. Everyone kind of makes fun of him the way he talks. John Mulaney. They're Chip and Dale. And it takes place like, it's like they're like Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers was a TV show they did back in the 80s, 90s or 90s or whatever. And then they were just actors in it. And then now in current day, they get a mystery they have to solve and they all come together and they're actors, right? They're not actually the Rescue Rangers, but they're actors and they got to come and solve like this case. And it's very like Roger Rabbit-ish.
Mm.
Huh. It's really good.
Are they, is Chip and Dale...
not the dancers.
No, I got that part. But are they the same thing as like the Chipmunks?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're just Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm.
So they were the spinoff of the Chipmunks. Or are they friends? Are they related?
They're friends.
Oh, they're friends. Okay.
Yeah, Chip and Dale. You remember the Disney Afternoon cartoon, right?
Sort of.
Where they had the big mouse that was, he loved cheese and had the fly and then Gadget.
I think so.
The reason why I loved Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers so much growing up and why I was excited to see this movie was my first crush was Gadget from Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. She was the mechanic.
Is she a chipmunk?
Yeah. Nice. Or a mouse or something. I don't know. But she was hot. She looked good in that jumpsuit. And I remember thinking to myself, one day I'm going to grow up and I'm going to buy a car. That way she can work on it. That was my goal in life. Gadget. Yeah. I thought we were going to get married. Have little half-breed babies and stuff. But she'd work on my stuff. Make me a little mechanical blimp that we can fly around. It was great. I really do believe she was my first crush. And then maybe second was like Ariel. I started getting more into humans after a certain age.
But in the beginning, the Ariel part, man. I remember. Yeah. I can see that.
No, but Gadget was hot too. Do you remember Gadget? Pull her up. You have a phone?
Yeah.
Pull up Gadget. Or Spider will pull it up.
That's why I said the whole chipmunk ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think she was a mouse. Well, you know what I mean?
But at least Ariel was a mermaid. You know?
Yeah, but she had no bottom half.
That we know of. You don't know.
Well, but she does now. Because she
had a mermaid? I don't know, man. You know?
Yeah. You know what's going on there? Look at that. Hello, nurse. Look at that.
What?
Right there. On his iPad.
In front of you.
Oh, well, it's still a rodent, man.
I don't discriminate. Look at it. Look at her jumpsuit.
I understand you don't discriminate, but I think there would probably...
And she can work on cars and stuff and make stuff?
There'd probably be other humans out there who would probably discriminate against you having relations with a life-size rodent ears.
Like the laws of Texas?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, I mean, we wouldn't live in Texas, probably.
Yeah, you'd have to go somewhere else.
Right.
Because they'd come after you.
We could go anywhere in the world because she could make something where we could all travel together that we'd probably have to pedal with our feet. I think they had to pedal the little blimp with their feet, but it flew.
Hey, looking like those people riding the beer carts or
yeah, but this one flies though, so that's the only difference.
Hey man, Star Trek showed us anything. You know, he was down with what was it? Kirk was down with interspecies connections.
Yeah,
so, hey man,
and that's what I grew up on.
Fair enough.
So there you go. Now if it's a real mouse, that's a whole nother thing. But a cartoon mouse that talks and fixes stuff and wears a mechanic jumpsuit, count me in.
So if it was life size and a real mouse that could talk and do all these crazy things, you're not down with it. It has to be cartoon.
It has to be a cartoon mouse, yeah.
Ah, so you know, Roger Rabbit is where it is.
Because then you got to think about all the diseases the real mouse carries and ticks and stuff. There's a lot of other stuff that comes with that.
Oh, I got you. I haven't gotten that far in the mouse mind yet.
Yeah.
You know Gadget's last name?
Zavala? It will be.
Hack Wrench.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you should reach out to what's her name again?
By the way, you know who
Gadget.
You should reach out to Gadget, see if she's single.
You know why? I also thought she was attractive because of her voice. And you know who did her voice?
Who?
Tress McNeil. She's the voice of Dot.
Oh.
She was basically every female voice that you heard in any cartoon in the 80s and 90s.
She was Fry in Futurama.
Yeah.
She was on The Simpsons.
And that voice just makes whatever character she's doing very attractive.
I bet you have a lot of competition out there that you're not aware of. There's probably a lot of individuals like yourself that have that same, you know, love interest.
Well, I know there's competition. In the movie, she's married, so I missed my opportunity. Oh. She married the Fly.
The Fly?
Yeah, Zipper, I think his name.
Wow, she is. She's pretty progressive.
Yeah. You should see their kids. They show the kids in the movie. It's a good movie. like I said, it's very in the, much on the feel of Roger Rabbit. It's a caper, and it's got a lot of cameos from a lot of different IPs and franchises and stuff like that. So if you haven't watched it, watch Chip 'n Dale Rescue Rangers Disney Plus.